Samaches Amud Beis. Today we're just going to do Pshat in the Sugya. Today's not take it easy on the Chosin. We'll just do Pshat in the Sugya. Tomorrow I'll get into a more serious Sugya. But Shalol Laniach HaSugya. I don't want to just leave it and skip it. So we'll make sure that we have Pshat correctly. So the Sugya begins on Samaches Amud Beis. Gemara says, Mishnah says, Ben Sera Moira, the age of the Ben Sera Moira is Mishayovish de Cyrus, that Shayokiv Skavatatzakanatachtan, will learn in Samach Tesmid Aleph, and the Kuspidoi holds the 3 month period. We learned last week that that's all comes under the category of Ben Hasomach Ligvarasi Shalish, and we explained last week that Ben Hasomach Ligvarasi Shalish teaches us that there are different stages in Godless, in the conclusion of Godless and the beginning of Godless. And that that gives us the understanding that the Muflas Somach Leish is one stage of Das, of Godless. Nara is another stage of Godless. And Ben Sera Moreh teaches us that there's another stage of Godless called Ben HaSomach Leish, and we're medayik in the lashon of the Yad Ramah, that after the 3 months, after Nismole, or after Sheyokim Sikan Hatachtoin, so then the person becomes an Ish Gomer. So you see that there are these different stages. Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Chiya Ad Sheyokim Atora. Ki Osa Rabdimi, Omer Akofas Gid Vle Akofas Beyim. Rabbi Chiya's, the Tesefta has, says that this, what our Gemara calls a Chiyokiv Zekanatachtoin, from Shei Sarais a Chiyokiv Zekanatachtoin, Tesefta says that's a Chiyokiv HaTorah. Ki also Rabdimi explained, it didn't really mean Hakovas HaTorah. The HaTorah is the part of the bris where the oral has been removed from. That's called the Atorah. So when Reb Chiya said that Sheyokif Atorah, so that's a much older person, with the Cyrus is so long that they cover the Atorah as well. So Reb Dimi said, no, he didn't mean at Sheyokif Atorah. He didn't mean, as Rashi explains, that would be a much older person. That would be a very significant period of time from when a person becomes Shtei Cyrus, much longer than 3 months, it'd be several years. So Rav Dimi explained that what Rav Chiya meant is that is Hakovas Hagid as opposed to Hakovas Habeyim. That this Arda has to be long enough that it covers the Gid which reaches to the Atorah, as opposed to covering the entire, it called the entire scrotum. Le'akovas Habeyim. Alright, so that's a detail in terms of the length of the Saris. Om Rav Chizda. Koton Shehoilid. Ein benoy nasev in sera mara. Gemara of Chizda new sugya. If Chizda says koton shehoilin, ein benoy nasev in sera mara. You have a young person below the age of bar mitzvah gave birth to a child. So that child can never become a ben sera mara. Right? In other words, that child, when that child becomes 13. Father is not yet 26, so that child cannot become a ben sera mara. Shenemar kiyia li'ish ben v'lola ben. It has to be that the koton, that the ben sera mara was a ben sera mara to a father that was an ish. Hay meboya le'lech Rav Yehuda merav. The Gemara says that's not a good drasha. The unusual language of kiyia leish ben sera mara. So we pointed out that whole phrase is extra. The Torah should begin ben sera mara and teach us the halachas. Kiyia leish ben sera, kiyia leish ben is extra. So the Gemara said we darshan that already. That's to teach us ben asomach l'barasei shalish. Kiyia, in other words, the drosha is kiyia, when this child, Kiyia le'ish ben. So when this son will be an ish, will be a gadol. So that teaches us And why do we have a strange phrase? We don't need to be told that he has to be a gadol. So that's what the Gemara says, that teaches us that the Ben Sarmar has to be at the very beginning of his galus. Now we explain that there are two separate issues over here. One is the issue of the Maisa Aveira per se, that the Mishnah is a Svara, Shleibolachal Mitzvahs, and the other is the Onesh of Misa, which is Al Shem Soifoi, which we need a pasuk to teach us exactly when he becomes responsible for Al Shem Soifoi. The Gemara says, but Ki'ilish Ben, we've darshened already. So we should only darshen, so we know the din of the age of the Ben Saramora. How can we now apply Rav Divi's Rav Chizda's din? How will we find a source for Rav Chizda's din that a person can only be Ben Saramora if he was born to an adult? The father was an adult, Bishas Leda. So Omer Rav, so Gemara says, Im Kain Lema Kra Kiya Ben Lish, when this child will become an ish. Why do we flip it? Kiyiya, the pshat of the pasuk is Kiyiya Lish Ben So, and there will be a person who's a child who's Ben So. But the drasha, because entirely extra, is Kiyiya. When this Ben Saramara will be an Ish. So the Gemara says that then it should read, Kiyya Ben Le'ish Saramara. When he'll become an Ish. My Kiyya Le'ish Ben Shmamina Lich the Rav Chizda. So therefore, because this is extra, it's going to be Darshan. So we Darshan Ben Asamach Vasa Shalish, the age of the Ben Saramara. In addition, we Darshan the age of the father, Bishas Leid, has been Saramara. Okay. Gemara says, once you have this new drasha, that we are darshaning the age of the father, a mekul hachi Yehuda Asa, emkei ne mekra, ben ish, my li'ish ben, should just say, ki'iyah ben ish, when there'll be a child who's born to an adult. What's ki'iyah? Le'ish ben Saramara. So that teaches us Shema Minatay, these two separate halachas. Good. So now we've come to the conclusion that we have two new halachas. Number one, the age of the katan. If we needed to know how old is a person supposed to be eligible to be a ben Sara Umara. So we know from the extra phrase, Ki'il ben ish ben asochim versus leish. Good. Then the Gemara says a new din, that a person's only eligible to be a Ben Saramarem if he was born to an adult father. Okay? So now that's what we're going to focus on for the next few minutes. Right? An adult, this new din, that the father has to be an adult father, Mishas Leida. Laura says, if I need a pasuk to teach me that the father has to be an adult father, that means that if the father was not an adult, then the child not a Ben Saramara. If a person was raised by children, so we don't have to, well, then we can excuse his aberrant behavior later on. All right? So we can't hold him as father Ben Saramara. Who look at us with the parents? They were kids when they raised him. Okay. So we have to, so the halach is that the parents have to be adults. Good? So now we shift gears for a moment. If that's the case, then Rav Chizda, who darshans the pasuk for the second din, he must hold that it is possible to sire a child when one is a katan. Correct? Good. So we haven't gone to the details yet. If impregnate the wife, Bishas Katnus, or be at the delivery, Bishas Katnus, haven't worked that out yet. No, we just know that and we haven't even discussed yet whether the Gemara is talking about a physiological possibility or a halachic possibility. Right? Gemara just says, Upliga de Rabba. Rav Chizda is arguing with Rabba. The Omer Rabba, Katan, Einoi Moilin. Rabba says that a Katan cannot sire a child. Katan Einoi Moilin, that means a Katan cannot impregnate his wife to have a child. Shenema, what's Rabba's Raya? We have a parsha of Gezel Hager. The halacha is if a person If Reuven steals from Shimon, any kind of gezel, the broad halachas of gezel, could even be kovir shchar socher, and Shimon brings Reuven to court, and Reuven takes a shvua that he is, for whatever reason, took a shvua because it was an eid echad, or he was a mitzvah mikzas, but he took some shvua deiraisa. And then he admits that the shvua deiraisa was a shvua sheker. So now Reuven, the goslin who was nishba v'sheker, has to pay back what he stole. All right, that's the double portion. He has to be moisev a chomesh. He has to have a chomesh because of the shvua sheker and bring a korban asher. Gemara says im ein leish goyel nudin. What happens if the victim, the nigzal, died? No, and Nigzel died, so it goes to the Yarsha. Good. Also, Poshadin. Then the Gemara says, what happens in Bein Lish Goyel if we have a situation where the Nigzel has no Mishpacha? So then, it was one of the Matnes Kahuna. Good. A new din, Matnes Kahuna. The Nigzel, that doesn't sound like a very lucrative, probably less chances than winning the lottery. That if there's a Nigzel, who was Nishba L'Sheker, and then he was Moida, and then he dies, and doesn't have any Yarsha. So in that case, Amat Neskuna. All right, from that the coin couldn't make much money. So the halach, but what teaches us a din. What's the din? The din is that there is such a thing as a Jew not having a Karev, which that doesn't exist. Not only are the chances very, very dim, the chances are zero. Right? Zero chances. So what are we giving over here? A matnas kuna, which is zero chances. The Gemara says, "V'chiyesh l'chodem yisrosh ein legoyel." Elo meges lager akosav medaber. It must be a ger. A ger is no kroivim. A din, he's no kroivim. Because kikod shenar l'dami. So a ger who doesn't have a child, well, not a kroivim. A ger, you can figure out whether any kroivim or not. So Rashi gives us an important yisoid over here. She'ein l'chodem legoyelim. Ein l'chodem yisrosh she'ein legoyelim. As long as the Shvatim are around, you can always, I have some karev, I can go back up to the Shivtei Ka, but I will always find some karev. The Yad Ramah elaborates in this. V'chiyesh l'chodam v'yisrael she'en le'goy alim. V'loi kvar ne'mar aposik in Malachi v'atem b'nei Yaakov le'chlisem. Olma, so we see, lo choli shivta. V'chevon de le'choli shvata le'zel bosa karev. Kiniktoni. Mara says that the Yad Ramah a little bit elaborates in this Rashi. That a korev goes all the way up to the Rosh Shevet. A Gemara in Yesh Neichel. Nachla goes up to the Rosh Shevet. I assume it means that after that, then the korevim could be any member of several Shvatim. So Rashi spells out that there is a rigorous idea. It's not Stam, the Jew doesn't have a korev. It's not Stam saying, how can you not find the korev? So you just talk longer, you'll find the karev. If she was more, you'll find the karev. No, it means the din. There's a din. The din is that like koli shvata, because Baruch Hu gave us a haftacha, that every shevet will exist. It's a din. That was a din by Yavish Megillah. That's why we had to renegotiate the terms of Bnei Binyamin, because like koli shvata. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, we learned a din. What's the din? The only time that the Kohenim will get this Matnas Kahunas Begezel Ager and Rashi, the last Rashi, the Omru, Meis Liachar Shendishba Loi, Ve'ein Loi Yarshim. Alright, so have a specific situation that a person robbed a Ger, he was Nishba to the Ger still has no children, and in that one unusual case, the Kohenim will get the Ker and the Chaimish. Gemara says, and the Torah presenting this whole matnas kuna of gezel ager says, "Im ein leish goyel," should be "im ein loy goyel." Im ein leish goyel. Gemara is teaching me a din. Ish atot zerich lachzor olav im yesh legoyalim v'im lav katan iatot zerich lachzor olav biyodua shein legoyalim. If you have an adult ger, so then you have to do due diligence. You have to find out, was he ever married after the gerus? You have to ask a few questions. You may have to follow through the family, because then it's conceivable. Rashi's lashon. And the Rashi's Lashon. Rashi's Lashon is there's a chiddush in Rashi's Lashon. The equal, he says, it's shayach to have a sofek. You're chasing down a sofek. Right? The simple reading of the Gemara is ish atad tzorech lachzor olov im yesh lo goyalim. When it comes to an adult, look, that's when the Torah says you have to do the research. And by a katan, you need not do the research. So from the lashon of the Gemara, it sounds like when it comes to a gadol, all right, there's a significant chance, and by a katan, an insignificant chance. Hold on, so Rashi says, a little bit sharper. Rashi says, v'im demashma pa'omim sheyesh lo yorshim. Sometimes he'll have a yorish. We're talking about, v'im ein le'ish goyal. If ein liish goyel means a ger, that's the code word for a ger. Ein liish goyel. V'im, and if the ger doesn't have a yorish, so the Gemara says sometimes the ger will have a yorish. A ger is kekodin shenoy l'adami. A ger doesn't have mishpacha. He's not part of the shvatim. Right? So the havtocha that every Jew has a korev doesn't apply to a ger. Right? In other words, there's omkos over here. One of the defining characteristics of a Jew is that he has a karev, because the havtacha. A ger is a Jew without this havtacha. So v'im ein liish goyel is an omkus. That's one of the ideas of a ger. That's one of the in hashkafa. The Torah presents often that a ger is. Requires special v'hatam seger. What's pshat v'hatam seger? Because you have a Jew without a karev. That's a Jew without a network, a Jew without any support system at all. Right? A ger yosem v'almona. What's the ger doing there? Because until a ger establishes his family, he's got nobody. When he establishes his family, he still doesn't have parents, doesn't have brothers and sisters. So that's what the Torah is putting out there. That's why there's one of the Rishonim says that a person who comes into the community and doesn't have any relatives in the community has a din of a ger until he gets settled. That's Pshat Ki Ger Misim Meretz Mitzrayim. That a ger is very vulnerable because he doesn't have any krovim, he's sort of on his own, so to speak. He's much more vulnerable to the culture of the host culture. So the Gemara says that's a yesoid. If ein liish goyel, in other words, what the Torah is pointing out is the phrase if ein liish goyel is not only giving us a certain halacha of gezel ager of when the matnas kahuna, but then again there's a yesoid in the matnas kahuna. So we opened up by saying what a strange thing that the Torah spends time to teach me on the chance that there will be a matnas kahuna because somebody stole from a ger cotton and then was nishba and then was moida. But the Torah is teaching me a yesod. He's teaching me that one of the responsibilities of the koyanim is to have a connection with the ger cotton, with the people who don't have people who are disconnected, so to speak. That's the halach over here. The vein liish goyel. So the Gemara says, hold on, vein liish goyel is referring to a ger cotton. So Rashi explains, the im the mashma pa'omim שיש לו יורש. ולוח יקסיב איש. למדך איש הוא דאיקל לספוקי. שמו יוילד בונם. The due diligence to figure out, is there a koriv over here? Only shach legabe a godo. Then einucha and, because there is a sofek, that maybe there's a yoyresh, so einucha rashai lafkia karen shaloi. So then you can't, lechara, tzarechian, why this isn't discussed in the context of a mitzvah meril araya. So therefore, the Torah says, since it's a sofek, he can't be moitzi mamon to give it to a koyin. Adjetiva sheteda she'ein lo yorshu. Avol koton ger. Interesting lashon. Mistama gezel shaloi shenishbal lo yisrael l'sheker l'koyinu biyadua she'ein lo goyim. She'ein lo goyalim. Because you know there could not be a girl. It's the Chor Rashi saying the word mistama is terachin. V'yadua shein le'gayalim. So how can we say v'yadua shein le'gayalim? So Rabbi says hayotzim izeh that a koton cannot be moiled. The small probability that the ger is a relative that I'm not aware of is because the ger was moiled. V'yadua means koton can't be moiled. All right, that's Rabbi's din. The Gra points out that when you look in Bava Kama, that's very, very important. Rabbah is quoting a brisa. Right? Why is that very important that Rabbah is quoting a brisa and not just saying his own mahalach? Is that? Right. In other words, when it comes to psak, the achronim point out that this sugya is not up kapaskin. You don't have, when you finish the sugya, you don't have a psak. And the Achronim point out that it's not quite accurate, that the first one who recorded a psak in this thing was a Beis Shmuel. Right, that means an Achron on Shulchan Aruch, so the first one recorded a psak that we passed in Kotan and Boilin, Nafkimina for Chalitza. But the Beis Shmuel is not quite accurate, because the Beis Shmuel is quoting a Maram. And then other Achronim point out that it sounds like from Rambam that he passes Kotan Einam Oilin. I think the Adam already points out that there is a discussion amongst the Rishonim and Paskin. So the Gra pointed out that it's not that at this point in the Gemara, Rabbah is not, we're not pointing out that Rabbah was Chelik and Rav Chisda. We're pointing out that Rabbah was Chelik and Rav Chisda. And we now have two. It's really a machlokes tanoim. It's in the category of machlokes, at least machlokes tanoim. Why? Because Rav Chisda is saying he's darshin the pasuk. He's in the pshat and pasuk kiyeh na pshat. The drushes of pasuk of kiyeh leish ben. The drusha that I need a drusha to teach me that if the father is a koton, there's no ben sarah mara. So Rabbah says, but the Tanoim told us from another pasuk that's not shayach, that a koton can't be moiled. So once I have a brisa that a koton can't be moiled, so we have to go back to Rav Chisda. You got to find a different drasha. Eis ve'abaye. So now Abaye says as a kasha on Rabbah's brisa. Rabbah thought he had wrapped it up, a brisa that cotton in the moilid, eis me abaye. So abaye, his kash now comes from another sugya. Hold on, the third sugya. The third sugya is shivcha charufa. Torah says in Vayikra, v'isha shiki yishka v'isha charufa le'ish. What's the din? Din is, if you have a shivcha, halacha is a shivcha is allowed to marry an Eved Kenani. It's a Shivcha Kenani, is allowed to marry an Eved Ivri. Alright? Nope. So a Shivcha Kenani is married an Eved Ivri. So that means the Shivcha Kenani is a partial Jew, partial Jewess, and Kenani is a partial Jew. Alright? So they go on their way to become Jewish, and the shivcha. Again, the shivcha is a Jewish woman. So she's a Jewish woman. It's a shivcha who's allowed to marry an Eved Kenani. Good. So l'chayra, there would be an iser of eishes ish with this shivcha l'chayra. Only problem is that this shivcha is a chatzi shivcha chatzi ben chayrin. Hafte loy nifdasa. She is partially redeemed and partially not redeemed. So now we have a woman who, on one level, she is married to an Eved Kenani, and on the other level is a Bas Chorin who cannot marry an Eved Kenani. So she's partially, that's shot in Nechrefes. Rashi says, Miuedes, Miuchedes, Ein Le Dimin B'mikra. It's a very strange situation, halachically. So now, a person, this woman, besides having this problem of being totally multi-identified, multi-personality, right? So she's had enough trouble on her own. She doesn't know where she's holding over in life. So in addition, now somebody comes and takes advantage and violates her. All right, another problem. Vishki yishka v'sish shichma zera. V'shichu nechrefes lish. So the halacha is that lo yumsu, he cannot get the chi of misa. Why? Because now that she's partially Jewish, that partial Jewess is not married to this Eved Kenani. Kedushin on chal, from a goy to a Jew, Jewess. So from the chatzi bas chorin perspective, she's a pnuya. On the other hand, from the chatzi shivcha kenani's perspective, she's a miuedes lish. So he gets malchus. He doesn't chiyav misa. He gets malchus. She on the other, and she has to bring a korban. Right. So the Gemara says this whole mess can only be with an ish. It should be v'chi yishka v'sisha. What's the ish ki? It should be ish ki yishka v'sisha. So Gemara says, Eisei Abaye, we just had a drasha that told me cotton in a moilet. Here we have Rav Chizda's limit is based on the assumption cotton can be moilet. Rabba said, but we have a drasha that cotton ain't a moilet. Eis ve'yabaye ish ein liyelo ish. Must be a bar mitzvah. Bentes shonim v'yemechod she'ro'i lebiya minayin. How do I know that we will not give her malchus? She gets malchus, he does not get malchus. She gets malchus. How do we know that she will get malchus even if the person who violated her was only 9 years old, because we'll discuss on some Testament base that Ben Tess is very Libya. So me nine time alarm vish. Alright? Omalay. So how is that a kasha? How is that a kasha mabaya? Omalay yeshloi veino moilid. He has the ability to be mazriya, but that zera will not be moiled. Right? Abaye is saying that you see from that we expanded ish to a bentes, and that a bentes is roi lebiya. So Abaye is understanding that roi lebiya must mean roi to be moitzi zera. That means must be roi to have a child. The ish ki ishkav is isha shichva zera. Shichva zera means l'chara, that he can be Mazriya. He can give her, he can sire a child. So now we've learned a drasha from V'ish that a bentes can be Mazriya. So Abaye says, Rabba, how can you tell me that Ish, that ain't Ish Lish Goyel, teaches me that a Koton can be a Koton cannot be Moilin, because we're talking about a Ger Koton, that you don't have to worry about him having children. But the Torah says a bentes. Another brisa, the ish is a bentes can have shichva zera. Omale yeshloi, he has shichva zera, vein a moilid, but it can't be mazriya. but it's physiologically not fully developed. Kitzvuo shlehi bishlish. The Bei Chizki Atana. Alright, that would be, so now we have resolved the Braisa in favor of Rabba, that a Ger Kod cannot be Moiled. The Bei Chizki Atana b'chiyazit ish, ish mezit umazriya, vein kotan mezit umazriya. Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, b'chiyazit ish, Gemara says, why is the Torah why is the Torah identifying the bar mitzvah as being a person who is mazed? B'loshin azoda v'chiyash ish. Rashi says, v'chiyazin ish, ish mazed umazriya, v'in kotin mazed umazriya. Only of Mordechai Rashi, my mashma, time mazed lishin de b'shulayu, t'chziv v'yazid Yaakov nozid. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, what did we just say? We just said, V'ish, the Bei Chizkiah says, V'chiyazit ish. That means that an ish has to be Mizbashel. Mizbashel sounds like that he would be able to be Mazriya. So that would be a Braisa in favor of Koton Moilad. V'atanu Devei Rabbi Shmuel Ben V'loy Ov. We have a Braisa that supports Rav Chisda. Hechi Dami, why does the Torah say back to Ben Sarah Moira? V'chi Iye Le'ish Ben, Ben V'loyov. Yeah, this is teaching me the din that the child cannot have had a child. Three dinim. Ben teaches me that a child can, that a Ben Sarah Moira is Samach L'Vash Shlish. Second din. That the father has to be, the father of the Ben Sarah Moira has to have been an adult when he sired the child. Then we say that the child cannot have sired a child. V'chi Elish Ben V'loy Ov. That the father who brings the child to Ben Sarah cannot be a grandfather. So the Gemara says, one second. If I have to need a puzzle to teach me that the child cannot have sired a child, so if you do the math, that means he was Mazriya before his 13 3-month birthday. Right? So that's the case. So it sounds like, once again, that a Ben can be Moiled. All right? That's the Braisa in favor of Cotton can be so. What's the score right now? So we have Rav Chisda's Limud is Cotton can be Merlid. Otherwise, I wouldn't have to have a din that the Ben Sarah Mara has to have an adult father. Ger Cotton teaches me that a Braisa, that a child, that a Ben, that a Cotton cannot be Merlid. Because otherwise, it would not need a din of, there would not be a din of Ger Cotton. All right? Then I would always have a suffix if there's a relative. Gemara says Abaye brings a raya from Shifcha Charufa that below the age of 13 can be Mazriya. So he wanted to dismiss that by saying, it's not real Zera. Well, he says, no, it is real Zera because that's what we learn V'chi Yozid Ish. Ish mezid umazriya, ain kodin mezid umazriya. Now the Gemara says, now we come back to Ben Sarah Mara, another brisa from Yishmael, which seems to indicate that if I need a pasuk to teach me that a Ben Sarah Mara cannot be a person who gave birth, who sired a child, that means that it's possible for a kodin to be moiled. So it sounds like that the Ben Sora Umara parishes teach me that Kotan can be Moiled, and the Ger Kotan cannot be Moiled. All right? That's what we're holding right now. Good. There's a lot of questions. Good. Max.
I don't understand what you're saying, the Ger Kotan Raya, that he asked that there can be a
Kotan? Gemara says that a Ger Kotan, Torah teaches me the matnas kahuna of a ger, the matnas kahuna of a ger is referring to a situation where the ger was a katan. Right? Why? Because that's the only situation, where I know with certainty that there is no relative. Why do I know with certainty? It's a ger. So that's he's no father, no brothers. Good. How do I know he has no children? It's a katan. So that teaches me katan ain't a mother. Yeah.
Is it by Gezer, or let's say I borrowed something from him? Then that would also go back to something? And even if he did have a kid, then a kid can't be Kohen, so it would also go to the
Kohen. The Hilchos Perek Zayin, the Rambam discusses Gezel Ager. Rambam discusses the Shavua. Shavua to a Nigzal, I believe. I don't remember exactly. You have to look it up. Perek Zayin Alecha Beis is where he describes the breadth of that Shavua. So I have to look it up whether it's, I believe, that that's also a person to show Levein Amach, there's also the dinner. Now, the next question is that the Yadrima discusses. It's a good question. How does a katan have property? Right? That's your question. I've had this whole tumult about a katan. The katan doesn't own anything, right?
Well, in the case of Max's case specifically, you could have an apotropos that could take it. But in the general case, you still have a question.
Right. So then the Yadrima discusses that generally speaking, when we have Gemaras that indicate that katanim have property, it's das acheres maknele. In other words, we generally assume that even though a katan cannot be kona, but I can be makna to the child, and then it does become the child. This becomes halacha lemaisa. What yom tov?
Sukkos,
right? But you have to be careful. It goes back to the Bishanim already. Bishanim say, I think it's in Arzuru that says that if you give your child the lulav and esrog, you hold it with the child. Why with the child? Because you don't want to give the child bailus. Because once the child is bailus, if you're makna the child, so then you now have given the child bailus and you can't get it back. So from that vignette, you see that a das acheres can be makna. It raises a huge question about that you end up being mechanech the child to do a mitzvah in a way which an adult cannot be mechanech the mitzvah. So there's a whole literature in that, from that Nakuda. All right, but the Yad Ramah has a few other solutions also. How did Ketanim have bailus over anything? And the man at the bottom, he's Marach very nicely over here. He discusses about how being Machna L'Acherim works. Because these are Narasugis right now. But you see that from this Tosfos that we'll get to Mr. Shem and Samach Tesvim at base, this Tosfos discusses that a koton is koine only midirabbanon. From this gemara, you see a koton can become a deraisa. All right, but that's what we're talking about. The Yedrimos Marach. Good. What else? Go ahead.
What? Meaning, if we're talking about something physiological, why does the Torah bring if anything, the way Rava brings a proof from the pasuk or the braisa, it would seem that it would indicate the opposite almost. If the Torah needs to tell you that there is no such thing as a katan having a kid, if that's a physiological reality, why does the Torah need to tell that to me?
Good. Anybody have a question in that ballpark? Hold on. Was your question, Zach? Okay, so the two ways to raise Michael's question. One is the way Michael raised it and say that what you're saying is how you're talking that anybody should say katan
ain't a moiled. Meaning, I'm not even asking on Rav Chisda. It could be that Rav Chisda held that it was a physiological reality, and therefore the Torah needed to give me a specific in regards to army events.
Right, so that's the case. What does Rabba say?
Rabba over there could just not run out that specific limud. It doesn't have to.
No, but Rabba says that you end up having a machloikas tanoim. Because what Rav Chisda says is reflected by Rabbi Yishmael. Right? So you have Rabbi Yishmael and Rav Chisda. each one bedoyrei, saying that using your language, there's a physiological reality of having a katan being boiled, and you have Rabba, who seems to be saying that there is no physiological reality of a katan being boiled. So let's go step by step. So what's bothering Michael is that how you're talking there should be a machlokes between the Tanoim as to physiology. Right? L'chorev was ever reported. That happened. Never reported. Never happened. So how are they... In other words, we have a machlokes tanoim. So how are we going to explain the machlokes tanoim? Right? The Rabbi Yishmael says the psukim accommodate the concern of a kotan being moiled. And Rabba says, no, the Braisa says the exact opposite. There is no reason to accommodate. You cannot accommodate for keret. It's a mikotel akotze. Rabbi Yishmael and then Rabbi Chisda say the psukim address this possibility. Rabbi says, the Torah says that the Kohen can take the money of a ger kod because there is no possibility. So the Michael's question becomes a sharper question. Is lo yitzir ha-machlaikas? All right? So we have to raise the question, is the machlaikas a mitzias or not? All right? So whenever we have that, we could answer it in three different ways in this context. We could say, so machlokes and mitzias because the tzias is so inaccessible. Ramban says in Chulin. Even though, when do we shy away from having machlokes and mitzias? That's when the mitzias is provable. Find out. Chazaka, ein adam, parev, nevachos. Do a poll. Figure it out. Right? But the Ramban says sometimes the mitzias are not accessible. How are we supposed to know whether it's possible for a kohen to be moilin or not? And they can't analyze zera.
Would it still be possible though? Meaning, I would understand that you could have a machlokes being tanoim.
Yeah, hold on. Or we could say that it's a machlokes in probabilities. In other words, Rabba would the question is the likelihood of a kohen being moilin is so small. Is that a likelihood that the Torah, is the Torah teaching me that every physiological kohen can be moiled? And therefore I need to know the din of a ben sarah moir, which anyways is Dresha Kabul Schar. So I need to know the facts, I know the halacha. But the chances are so small that it sinks below the bar of a moitz mechavel maraya. For that infinitesimal chance that this ger cotton was once more than a child, and no one heard about this, that this cotton was more than a child, right? So that's such a small percentage that one need not address it. So the machlokes Amayram would be how to learn pshat in the Torah's din of Gezel Ager. Is the Torah's din of Gezel Ager is impossible, or is the Torah's din of Gezel Ager the chance is so small there's no problem of assigning the money to a koyin? It becomes a machlokes and a mitzvah of a raya, right? However, and you'll see that nuschan rishon. However, l'chayim Michael's question is sharper in this case. Why? Because our Gemara seems to discuss whether if we say Kotan Moilin, it's because because the Torah is teaching us a physiological reality of the Chiyozer. Right? And just you read the Gemara. When Abaye wants to defend the position of Kotan Moilin, so Abaye says, the Torah says v'chiyozit. Why did the Torah say v'chiyozit ish v'chiyishish? Because the Torah is teaching me that part of becoming an ish is having the koyach to be mazriya. So memela, if I don't have the koyach lazriya, I'm a cotton. So it would seem from the, I'd say, lufum riyata de sugya, that the machloikis, or the issue over here, is an issue of whether being moiled is definitive of godless. All right? Like the moment, Gersh, what do you say?
I was going to ask
if we
could say that.
Okay. So what is difficult in saying it, and what do we gain by saying it? Go ahead.
Doesn't the Gemara the next moment also just deal with what the act, doesn't the Gemara like tell us what the actual issue is, whether we're Dorish from the previous generations or not? Because the Gemara at the bottom of Samach Tadam and Biz, I think, talks about the different cases when people were molied at 8, and says right now the Metzias is a cut and can be molied, but that used to be the Metzias, and they're arguing based on whether we're Kobeah Halacha based on
right.
Previous Metzias are going, or what.
Right, so that's Taisa's Kasha over here. I wanted to hold off to get some Tesla base. I want to first learn the Sugya without the question of Bechidorshin and the Midoris of Rishonim. Right, because as Tosus points out, this sugya does not seem to include the possibility of saying that Darius and Rishonim were different. You see, what Yaakov's pointing out is that why don't we, when Samach Tes Amud Beis, we're going to say that they were Darius and Rishonim, where people achieved physiological maturity at an earlier age. So why don't we weave that into the sugya? So Taisha's Kasha points to the fact that our sugya does not want to recognize that as being part of the way we understand halacha. I mean, that means that very posha, because the halacha of Gezla Ger is the halacha of Ladoris. Right? The halacha of Shivcha Charufa. So to say that the halacha was formulated based on Deris Rishonim is very difficult. Right? So that let's come back to that when we get to Samach Tes Amud Beis.
Why is that? I think a lot of the Rishonim also say that about the issue of Nishtana HaTeva and things, that halacha was based off of previous generations, and now going forward it doesn't really matter. Even if Nishtana HaTeva, we still...
So we will discuss it. That's what the Maharam says in this Nakuda, but we're not ready for it. In other words, first we have to learn the sugya of Deris Rishonim, and then we'll come back to reevaluate. Good.
Can we say that it has to do with Machlokes Taisus Rambam? I mean, I know we don't necessarily like to put Machlokes into the right. Right. But according to Taisus could be holding.
No. cannot say that a Machlokes is a Machlokes Tanam.
Even if there's no clear answer in the Gemara? No,
you could suggest that Taisus and Rambam are paskening. Like different shitas,
yeah,
that's possible. But Luchari, before you say that, you have to raise a deeper question. That is, could Tosh and Rambam learn the same pshat in the sugya? All right, as they Luchari have to learn the sugya differently. And before you raise that question, you have to consider. How does this sugya accommodate the sugya of what you're referring to, of bonim kisimanu lav kisimanu? Let's figure that out for a moment. In other words, our sugya learns from Mensaira Mara. Just like last week we said, Mensaira Mara contributes to the sugya of godless. In teaching us that there are stages in Godless, that it's not an off-on switch. So Mensaira Mara now contributes to the sugya of Bonim. How does Bonim fit into the sugya of Godless? All right? So from the sugya of Ger Kotan, we would conclude Kotan Eino Moiled. End of story. Our sugya says, Bryce said, no, I need a special drasha to teach me if a child is a parent already, they cannot become a bin sarmara. If a child's parents were ketanim, Rav Chisda's din, and if a child was a parent, Rav Shmuel's din. So that means two rayas that a kohen can be moila. That's bin sarmara teaches me that. Now, before we go vital, let's just finish the Gemara. The Gemara says that it's impossible to have a ben Sarah Umara who fathered a child because you only have 3 months in which one could be a ben Sarah Umara. So the Gemara concluded the first of the wide lines, La'olam di Omer Bosa da Aisi Shte Cyrus, Va'olid Bosa da Okiv Zokiv. Udika kasher drav kus vidoi, ki osir avdimi, omar, amri bimarovam, ben vloi haroi lekroisayov. That the drosha is ben sara moira and not one who has impregnated a woman and will ultimately be called an ov, who has done something which will make him an ov later on. Right? So, the conclusion of our sugya is that Rabbi Yishmol's din is that a koton can be moiled. Is that correct?
Really?
No, was that correct?
No, isn't it saying that you have to be a ben, meaning you can't be able to have had a child already?
But I need a pasuk to teach me that, so therefore it has to be physically possible.
No, but it says better the pasuk, right? You can't be an av, meaning
once the pregnancy shows you're called an av.
Right.
So after 3 months, this boy could have been called the father if
correct.
He has a wife who's pregnant.
Right.
So
correct.
We're saying that if he's called an av, so that at that point he's no longer under the category of an sura mora.
So you're only called an av when the pregnancy is able to be seen.
Okay.
So it's 3 months he's called a ben.
Okay.
But now it's not stages of God, those like we were saying.
No, don't go there. That's not correct. Behind the Acher Shlosh Chodesh Acher Shevi Cyrus. First, the wide lines in Rashi. Shiroi Liyosu Uber Niker. Im Hoya Baal Isha. Mishevi Shte Cyrus Vimis Aberis. So therefore, what is Rav Dimi saying? How's Gemara resolving it?
Doesn't actually have to be father.
So therefore, what?
So that's why you can still hold a verfikus b'dai and have a three month window. And a cousin is not moved.
A cousin is not. Why is cousin not? Why do you say that?
Because the only scenario is once he's a gadol.
Because it could be that he sired the child after on his 13th birthday.
Now, practically, what's the difference between the time between the shtei saras and Yaakov Zakon? Because he's able to be moved the first day. It's just
that's not a problem. The point is that our Gemara would resolve that. From Rabbi Shmuel's limud, that could still accommodate the idea of a cotton ain't a moilid. From Rav Chisda, we can. All right. So that's why the Beis Shmuel says that the option of the sugya is cotton ain't a moilid, because the brice of ger cotton ain't a moilid. The brice of Abaya's brisa is kodshena marlin, and the brisa which seemed to prove Rav Chisda can still be interpreted as cotton ena marlin. So Rav Chisda is left out in the cold, having a limud of cotton marlin, which the Gemara says isn't necessary limud. But that's why the leaning of the poskim is to say cotton ena marlin. All right, now so coming back to Michael's question, then so. At this point, Michael would say, so the Rambam paskins cotton. Well, that says not correct. He passes cotton in Ireland.
No, because you can have a kid and you can still be called a cotton.
I mean, it's clear that a 12-year-old is physically capable of having a child. According to Tosis, that's considered a gadol. According to the Rambam, it's not.
According to Rambam, you have to be. Right. So again, so let's just go step by step. So the Gemara says. Right. The Gemara says in Yevamos that bonim are hinkasimanim. Right. That means that siring a child makes a person to a gadol. Bonim are hinkasimanim. Machlekes Rambam Tosfos of whether it has to happen after, according to Rambam, is only after 13, and according to Tosfos, it's whenever it happens. Good. So if I have a Gemara that says bonim are hinkasimanim, so that means, this is what Gersh was saying before, that bearing it, either siring a child or bearing a child. Zohar in the Kaiba. Right? So that is one of the ways in which a person becomes a gadol. Okay? So how does that jive with our sugya? According to the maskana, according to the maskana of the sugya right now, kotan in a moilet. Kotan means below the age of 14 in a moilet. How is boner and simonim? So let's go step by step. According to Tosfos, once a person is once a person has children, okay, we're not going into detail whether it's being mezri or being moilet. Let's leave it blank for a moment. So that makes him into a gadol. So what's our sugi discussing then? We say kotan mother kosher and moilet.
Before she
sars. Whether what? No, but in terms of the concept of kodesh malka anyway, that's in terms of how it relates to mitzvah mara, which of this issue. No. Again, according to Tosfos.
Yeah.
According to Tosfos, what is the what's our sugi discussing?
Can it be molded before he
has sars?
Right.
If you're pre-13.
No. It means whether.
It means if you give birth to a baby, then you have become a gadol.
Right.
But molid means that.
You right. The only problem is that the Ar Sugya concludes katan in a molid, right? Which means.
Meaning,
what's
the
case?
Tosfos can't
disagree with the
Sugya?
No.
Like we have a chug as the answer.
Chesed
versus Rava.
Ar Sugya is discussing if katan in a molid, that means that by being molid,
he's not
become a gadol.
Yeah.
Right, so it's perfect. So Tosfos Paskins Bonim Harein. The Gemara says Bonim Harein Kasi Manim. So that will fit well with the conclusion of Katan in a Moilad. Right, so that's smooth. Right, so you have a sugya in Yevamos Katan the Bonim Harein Kasi Manim. Tosfos says it's the advent of children. It doesn't matter what happens. It could happen 8, 9, whenever it happens. That's as good as Simanim. Simanim, Tosfos will say. May require shanim to prove their simanim, but banim would not require shanim. Okay, so then, is that
how does that fit in with Rabbah?
Well, so then that's perfect. So Rabbah says we learn from Gezel Ager that cotton in a violin. So we're not learning a physiological truth. We're not learning a probability issue. We're learning how to define godless. So one of the ways of defining godless is bonim. I'll tell me if that's the case. We have Rabbi Yishmael. Doesn't make any sense. No, we're saying that it's being ma'aber one's wife. That is, the person becomes a godol. So we'll find out 3 months later, right? Whether in fact he was a godol 3 months ago, but we'll learn that he was retroactively a godol 3 months ago. So it's perfect. I Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda was stuck with Rav Chisda, right?
You can say that
Tosfos holds. One second. Don't switch gears. All right.
Tosfos Rabba still makes it doesn't.
What was that?
Rabba still won't make sense because it's saying you don't even have to check if he's 12 years old. You don't have to check if he has kids because of course he doesn't have kids. But according to Tosfos, he could still have kids unless you read Rashi with Mistama in there.
He's exactly saying practically, the Torah says that v'chiyeshlo odom Yisrael she'ein loy goyim el v'gezel ager, and it must be a cotton. Why? Ish at the tzorech lachzer olav v'yesh legoelim v'vlav. But kod niya tzorech lachzer olav. So if we say that a cotton, by definition, is no longer a cotton if he has a child, so then practically, the Gemara is teaching you practically doesn't make any sense. Circular.
Unless you read the word mistama in Rashi. So in mistama, most kids do not have kids before they're 13 years old.
What are you going to say? So the Chayim Tosu would say is that the Pasuk says, Im ein li'ish goyel. So the Torah is saying that if that the only way that this matnas kahuna will exist is a ger who by definition is a cotton. In other words, the exact thing is correct. The way that the Gemara comes to the conclusion of tzorah isha to tzorah lachzer olav im yesh l'garlin im lav, that's correct. So that doesn't make any sense. But once the Gemara established for us the idea that a cotton ain't cotton moiled, so practically it'll be circular. But in terms of the definition of the person is a cotton. If he has sired a child, he will be by definition a gadol. So when is the matnas kahuna? Is practically you're right, but once the Gemara, if the Gemara's point is when does the kohen get it? The kohen gets it when a ger, let's say below the age of 9, the slam dunk, and after the age of 9, make sure he doesn't have a child. That'll be the matnas kahuna, right? So the Torah went out of the Chazal when they were explaining how they came to this conclusion. So they gave this they dramatized it. But the point that they're making is that the matnas kuna belongs to when it was a gezel gerkot. All right, when it'll be clear below the age of 9. Over 9, Yaakov will say below the age of 9, and the deres achronim, then the deres rishonim. All right, good. According to Rambam, so Rambam says that bondim harin kesimonim means the simonim, and it means that it's over the age of 13. But once a child is 13, if they give birth to a child, then they become a gadol. Right? So it means, according to Rambam, it is conceivable to have a child below the age of 13, and you will not be a gadol. All right? That's the question.
So can't
Al da'aka, right? Now that's the question we're raising. All right?
Could Rambam mean that?
Right. According to Rambam, once Rambam says, Rambam's lashon is, if a person of the age of 13 has a child, so then they're a gadol. So vayis tochayis, that below the age of 13 you could have a child. It just doesn't make you a gadol. Right? So is that so difficult in the sugya? Yeah. Look, what you say, Yehuda?
And how would he be considered ben sorer moros, though, according to the Rambam?
According to everyone, if he has a kid under the age of 13,
then he's a... But according to the Rambam, he's still going to be considered a katan.
But he might be considered a...
Yeah,
he's
considered
a
gadol, but yes,
right. Right, it's still with the Rishmal. Yeah, that's still work.
Rebbe's answer about the statistical probability thing, that's going to work well with the Rambam. Now, even if the Rambam says the maskara of the sugya is katan eino molid, it's katan ino molid to the extent that we're gonna pass an halacha like this in a hanami. It can happen though.
Right.
Wouldn't that
be a possibility? Halacha? Yeah, that could be correct. Then, Max?
When Mars is katan ino molid, can you say that he doesn't hold the law royla cross out when he's a katan, meaning that he can get her pregnant as a katan, but no one's gonna ever give birth?
He doesn't hold of the. Let's figure this out. So Max is saying is that the Rambam would say, okay, we're maxing the following. Max is saying that what will Rav Chisda say? Rav Chisda will say, I don't hold of Rav Divi's Teretz. Right? In other words, Rav Yishmael said that Habit Drosha Ben Veloav. That teaches me, if I need to have a pasuk to teach me that the ben sarah mara could not have given birth to a child, that means katan moilad. All right, the brisa supports Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda and Rav Dimi will argue and learn the brisa. Rav Chisda doesn't have to cave into Rav Dimi. So Rav Dimi says no, it means that he was that the child was conceived of. And Rav Chisda will say that's not what it says. That's moilad. So Rav Chisda, I have a brisa that supports me. So now, according to Rambam, let's go slow over here. According to Rambam, it is theoretically possible for a child to be moilad, right? But if a child is moilad at the age of 12, that's when they become a godel, right? So the Rambam will say, by definition, a cotton is ain't a moilad. Right, but because by definition, over the age of 12, once one's given birth to a child, then one becomes a godel.
Doesn't Rambam specifically say not that?
By Gezel Ager. By Gezel Ager, he paskins that cut in a moilin. So that's the kash in Rambam, right?
Is it possible the Rambam, when he says a katan, does he say specifically someone under 13 can't have a kid, or that a katan can't have a kid? Because maybe if someone has a kid at 13 in a month, but before he grew shtei saras bichlal, he would still. I understand we have the chazak of the rabbi now, but chazak of the rabbi on the side, he still is a katan because he doesn't have both simanim and shanim. He only has shanim. So if he has a kid after, like when he's already 13 but no simanim, then he would still be a katan because he hasn't yet grown the simanim.
Let's look at the lashon. Okay, go ahead, Michael.
Could we possibly understand the Rambam by Ger Katan a little differently? Because if we could understand the Rambam in Ger Katan as to not be saying that katan in a molid, but that we're over here, what we're talking about is where, but we're specifically talking about the case of a katan that wasn't molid or whatever. If that Rambam isn't necessarily saying the same thing that we're saying in the name of Rabba, then we could possibly say that we have a lot of room to work around the Rambam to say that either passing like Rav Chisda or to say that he says a lot of things. But if the Rambam was bound to that katan in a molid, then
I think it's a little problematic for his shita that we said that the Briz brought up about. Call a Gezel So the Lashon HaRambam, I think will the Lashon HaRambam supports the what we said, what Yaakov was saying before. Good. The Loma Nemar begins like Gerish. Sheish atotzerch lachar belachzer alav. If Yishla Yarshim, Avela. Aval im hoya ger katan, iata tzorech lachzar olam elachizkasa shein layarshim. So forget it. So now, see, the Rambam is perfect, right? Because the Rambam will say that the Rambam will say, as I've said in Hilchas Ishus, that if a 13-year-old as a child, then he's a gadol, right? That means that it's shayach for a non-13-year-old to have a child and not be a gadol. But the chances are so small that there's no obligation lachzer olav elachiz koseshen leyoshim, right? So again, so we're pointing at is that the two ways learning pshat in the sugya. One way learning pshat in the sugya is when we read isha tzorach lachzer olav literally. That was Zach's question, and what Yaakov pointed out that Rabba is saying, you see from this din that the chances of a ger, again, the chances of a cotton being moiled are so small that the Torah awards the gezel ger cotton to a coin. All right? So that could be a din in Moshe Mil Varaya, it could be a din in Matnas Kuhuna, but that's the din. Chazok Shein Lershem, but Chazoka means physiologically, is possible.
Can be overturned.
Hold on. Correct. That's correct. That physiologically possible. So therefore, the Rambam Shita builds very well from our sugya. Right? Maskon of the sugya is that physiologic cotton can be marlid. Rav Chizda can debate Rav Dimi's interpretation of then Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Chizda will say, I'm consistent with my interpretation of Rabbi Yishmael. Physiologic cotton can be violent. A cotton becomes a godol only achar 13. Right? And the Lashon of Rabbah is perfect, like Zach pointed out. And the din of Gezel Ger is based on Chazakas. Tosfos will learn pshat that our sugya is discussing whether a katan can be moiled. Does that mean is there a phenomena of a katan being moiled? Tosfos will say l'shitasa, the conclusion of our sugya is katan ain't moiled, but that means not physiologically. That means becomes a gadol. So now, just by one more hour. So according to Tosfos, the machlekes in our sugya is a machlekes in kadosh and godless. Let's take one step back. Our sugya is a sugya in ben tzeremar. Our sugya happens to bring us into the sugyas of godless and godless. Good. So last week we discussed the emergence of godless. Today we're discussing the chiddush that ben tzeremar brings to the parsha of whether siring a child, how does that relate to becoming a godel? So Tos understands the sugya as being whether siring a child automatically creates godless. Conclusion of the sugya is that siring a child does create godless. Tos Shita is that was the machlokes. This is the psak. Banim kisimanim becomes a godel. Right? What is the loose end in Tosfos? Zach Sa'ara. You have to squirm in the vice of Rabbah and to say what I suggested, that it is not defining the process, it's defining the ultimate din. Rambam understands Rabbah's din kipshutai, and therefore Rambam understands it is physiological possible for cotton to be moiled. It is probabilistic, very, very intimate, very small, and therefore, he says cheskosoi. But since it's physiological possible, therefore we have to have psukim to teach us the various parameters that are affected by gabi mitzvah mara that a cotton whose mother comes from sinar, but certainly a cotton whose father's mother him is not a mitzvah mara. All right, hanisha lahavin is there how will Rama understand the discussion of cotton boiler, cotton and boiler? In other words, will the Rambam understand that what's going in our sugya is a physiological reality or not? So I would suggest, I'll have to think about this, that this is where you could suggest what we were saying before. And what Michael was saying before. According to Rambam, the machlek is the sugya, maybe the machlek is Rambam Tosfos. That's possible.
Why not? Okay.
No.
Holds like the Rambam. The debate is
we don't need it. We don't need it. But we don't need to go that way. Right?
To say?
Hold on. But you could be right. I'm not saying you're wrong. it could be. Alright, let's still think about that. Whether that's how the Ramalim Pshan and the Sugya. Okay? But Yaitsimi says that we established Tosfos Pshan the Sugya, Ram Pshan the Sugya. And have the sheet of Tosfos and Rambam, whereas it may not be mukhar from our sugya, but I would emerge from the sugya. All right, tomorrow I'd like to go on to the sugya of Roy b'din nefashos. Okay.